Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, 6:44, 16 till 7, Monday, April 15th, middle of April, so you know it's going to start getting warmer and more humid, and it is. Highs of 82, warm and breezy next 3 days, all the way through Wednesday, 84 on Thursday, 20% chance for showers, 86 on Friday in advance of a front that's going to make its way through Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Cold front comes through, highs then of 76, but notice those cold front high temperatures are starting to get into the upper 70s. And Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director, summer's coming.
Summer's coming, but I'm enjoying this weather that we're having right now, Tommy.
Yes, exactly. I am too, but just be aware it's on the way. So enjoy those last waning days of a cold front. Tell me about the LSU spring game, your observations.
Well, it's a lot like what we saw in 2023. So there's obviously, when you're playing against yourselves here, right, offense versus defense, that's a good thing and a bad thing. The offense looks like it can be explosive again. Garrett Nussmeier certainly looks the part, 7 for 7 through a couple of touchdown passes. Kyren Lacy, the big storyline, or one of the big storylines going into spring is, and really going into the 2024 season, is can he make that step to being the top wide receiver for LSU and being one of the more dominant wide receivers in the Southeastern Conference? He looks the part there, and LSU certainly has a lot of other guys that they can go to. The two new transfers, C.J. Daniels and Xavion Thomas, they look good. Mason Taylor, you know he's going to be a guy that Garrett Nussmeier is going to look to as far as a three-year starter at tight end. And then they were able to run the ball. Caleb Jackson had a nice long touchdown run. The offensive line able to create some holds for the running backs. Josh Williams had a couple of nice runs. So the offense looked good, but the problem with the 2023 Tigers was the defense. And the defense, once again, blown coverages, wide receivers running wide open. And it's only a spring game, but it's not what you wanted to see. I mean, on one of those touchdown passes that Nussmeier had, I think it was the one to Kyren Lacy, who just ran right past the cornerback. There were two guys wide open on the play. I mean, two guys. I mean, it's okay. I don't want to say it's okay to have one. You can understand if there's one guy that's wide open, but they had Mason Taylor and Kyren Lacy with not even a defender within 15 yards of them. So a lot of work still needs to be done there, and that's something that they'll have to continue to address here going into the 2024 season.
Was it like obvious confusion where you saw people pointing at each other and
shaking
their heads after it was over?
That was the thing. That was one of the disturbing things after a lot of these big touchdown plays that LSU gave up last year, where defenders were looking at each other. Wait a minute, I thought you had that guy, and you kind of saw the same thing again. they're playing pretty basic defense there, and they're not game planning for LSU's offense. So there's a lot of, it's really basic, but it's just what you wanted to see. I guess in a perfect world, if you were an LSU fan, was wide receivers still going out making plays for LSU, but you wanted to see contested catches. You wanted to see the defender right there with them, and it was just the wide receiver was better on that particular play, and Nussmeier put it in the right spot. But for Nussmeier, who only had, only threw the ball 7 times. I mean, he had his pick of the litter. I mean, there were just guys wide open all over the field. Mm.
Did Blake Baker have anything to say about this?
No, we did not hear from Blake Baker, only Coach Brian Kelly, and you could tell. I mean, he knows it's an issue. But he really feels that if they can – he thinks obviously they're going to continue to work on it. He says the energy is there to try to resolve this. They got to get some more defensive tackles in the transfer portal, and they got to figure out the cornerback position. Now, Zy Alexander was not participating in spring practice. I think he's LSU's best cornerback. Remember, he tore his ACL midway through the season last year. He should be ready for the start of the 2024 season, so that's a good sign. I don't know. Maybe, hopefully there's maybe a cornerback, too, that comes out of the transfer portal and they're interested in grabbing. I think they're really just going to focus in on defensive tackles, but they got their work cut out for them defensively. But it can't – Tommy, I don't think it could be any worse than last year. And
I wouldn't say that, Jeff. In my life, if there's anything I've learned, it's never say it could never be worse. In anything, no matter what it is, never say it could never be worse.
If it's worse, then it's going to be a long
real
season.
Bad, really. Yeah. But I'm just saying, life has taught me never say. So when it comes to that, is it technique? Is it coverage? Is it schemes? Is it communication? What the hell is going on there?
Well, it is just a spring game, so there are some issues here that can certainly be resolved.
But still, the fact that it's a spring game, the more reason. I mean, you're not playing Alabama.
Right? I just think at the cornerback position, they just are lacking the talent that they need there. I mean, PJ Woodland was one of the storylines of this camp. He's a prospect, an incoming freshman that came from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and he moved quickly up the depth chart. And he was lined up as a starting cornerback on the opposite side of Ashton Stance. But PJ Woodland it's just not the same type of cornerbacks that I think LSU, you know, the days of the Patrick Peterson, the Morris Claibornes, you know, all these guys that they've had in the past, you know, obviously Derek Stingley, they just don't have that kind of talent. Now, Brian Kelly said, hey, if you take a long range picture of this, and you see that the type of recruits that are now coming through the doors because of who they're recruiting at, who they're recruiting at this point, he thinks it's going to get better. So, but I don't know. I don't know how much it'll help in 2024. Again, Zy Alexander, I thought, was really starting to play at a very good level last year before he got the ACL injury. So they got I think they feel optimistic about it, but it's still a long way to go here.
See, as a fan, what gets me getting beat is one thing, but confusion, shaking your head. I thought you had him. He was me, and the shrug, that just drives me crazy. We'll pick it up. We come back 6:51, 9 till 7. Traffic now, WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
6:57, 3 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director, recapping LSU's spring game. Offense looked good, confusion in the defensive backfield. What about Harold Perkins?
Well, Harold Perkins was flying around out there, and they, of course, another major storyline of this spring was him playing on inside linebacker. And Coach Brian Kelly said, based on what he could tell, he thought it was a good showing from Harold Perkins. And so that remains to be seen, but he seemed to be pretty aggressive out there, kind of flying around, and that's the thing that Blake Baker wants to make sure that he does. Whatever they decide to do as far as lining up, and right now it looks like he's going to play the weak side linebacker, they just want him to be aggressive out there and not to think too much. And Harold Perkins said something very similar to that when we had a chance to speak to him during the spring. So I think it was a pretty good showing from Harold Perkins in the game. You certainly noticed him out there, and that's the thing that you want to see. You want to see that number four flying around on the field and making some plays, and he was certainly active out there.
You think the defensive backfield might be thinking too much or not thinking enough?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they got some veteran guys now back there as far as at that safety position with Major Burns, Sage Ryan back there, Jardine Gilbert. I think that's a good trio of safeties that they have back there. And Corey Raymond, their the defensive backs coach, I think it's going to make a difference. And it's just early on here. You know, Corey Raymond was brought in. I think they didn't hire him until February or late January. So now that they got him in, you got a whole summer. He can continue working with these guys. I think he can. And that's why I feel like they're going to be better this season, because I kind of like where they're at the safety position. You know, they were playing Sage Ryan as a cornerback last year. He's a safety. And they need to put him out there and see if he can make plays. And I think Jardine Gilbert is a veteran guy in the SEC, a transfer coming in from Texas A&M. He can do some things. And Major Burns has been around a while. He could play. He's played a lot of football. So it'll get better, Tommy. I think it will. But how because much better, again, it remains to be seen.
Because, again, it can't get any worse. Right?
You're right about that, Tommy.
Real quick word about LSU baseball.
Oh, boy. They're in trouble. 3-12 in the SEC. I mean, they're now in the jeopardy of not making the NCAA tournament unless they turn things around big time in the second half of SEC play.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your time as always. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Bruce Jenelson joins as we come back, professor of public policy, political science at Duke. Previously worked in the State Department on the Middle East peace process.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.